Hey, how about this? How about this? Imagine playing 69 games of AFL football, having two premierships, and the 70th could be premiership number three. That's the situation that faces Nathan Broad from the Tigers, who's getting ready for the grand final, of course, on Saturday night against the Cats. He's been good enough to join us. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning.
When I say those things out loud, it actually sounds ridiculous what's happened to you in your football careers to this point in time. Now, I know you're living it, and you probably don't get a chance to think about it, but when you hear it, how does it make you feel that this is possibly premiership number three within 70 games of footy?
Yeah, a bit like you said, it's pretty ridiculous in my mind too. For a bloke who played, more Rezzy's games than league games in the Waffle, just to get drafted was good enough for me. And then the debut, I was pretty wrapped and content at that stage. But, to be playing in my third granny, it's been an amazing journey, one that I'm very grateful for, that's for sure.
I think you've only lost 14 games. So what happens with you when the Tigers play is you win, which is a pretty good thing to be happening when you're playing. So this time around, Nathan, you've done it twice before and going for that third one, as we said. This time around, are you more comfortable with it all, or is it because of the situation with the whole hub life that it doesn't actually feel normal?
It still feels like a granny. Probably at the start of isolation, everyone was thinking, would this grand final be as worthy as the rest of them? But after living the hub life and getting through 17 games, whatever it was, it's definitely more as real as all the other grannies. Obviously, a little bit more different, though. We have no parade and can't really do a hell of a lot up here. But the game itself, it feels just as real as the other two, that's for sure.
I asked Jed Buse this yesterday about how nervous he was. He hasn't played in a grand final before, but he's certainly played in a lot of final series. For you, that this is going to be a third in 4 years. How do you feel? Do you feel nervous because it is a grand final, or as you said, because it's up there, it's all a bit different and it just feels like another game?
I don't get nervous a hell of a lot. I think the environment that the club creates and the way we speak about it and go about it, it makes folks very, very calm and makes the whole week just embrace it for what it is and don't try and rush the game upon us. Just enjoy the week for what it is. So, I think the way the club puts us in that position, we're very calm about it. So it is obviously just another game, but one that has a bit more meaning to it. But, the nerve won't be as high as I expect.
I know it's a hard question to answer, but do you feel you're going as well as you were in other premiership years? Now you've got to the grand final. You had your challenges last year, you had your challenges this year, but as you go into a grand final, are the confidence levels as high as they have been previous years?
We're definitely feeling confident. We're coming up against a very good opposition in Geelong who've been outstanding all year, and they've obviously got a lot of blokes that have been there before and played in grannies and all that stuff, so it's not going to be easy, obviously, but I guess one good thing is they're winning clearances at the moment. So our midfield coach will be wrapped about that. We haven't won them for about 3 years. So that's a bonus.
Takes the ball out of your territory too when they're winning clearances. It goes the other way.
Exactly right. It makes it easy for us.
What about going the long way around this time after the loss to Brisbane in the qualifying final, having to do it the hard way? What's that added, or how has that changed the dynamic from the team in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I guess we speak about a lot as being planted or being buried. We just saw it as an opportunity to be planted and a growth opportunity and a challenge which we're always up for. So, like you said, it was a different way and we didn't have the week off. But, we really relished the opportunity to go over to Adelaide. And, we never like to lose to a team two times in a row, so it was a good opportunity to get in a hostile environment and get together and, try and get the win, which we did, which was nice.
For Geelong this week, and speaking of not losing to the teams two times in a row, you don't lose too often to Geelong, particularly in your time in footy. Five of the last six, you've beaten Geelong. What is it about the way you play that seemingly has an upper hand against the Cats?
Poor. I don't know if we've got an upper hand against them. I think we just get... we just stick to our way and I guess you hear about it spoken a lot in the AFL these days, the process. We find that our game plan can hold up. It's not like we've got an edge over them, I don't think, or something that we can nail down to beating them. But I think the game plan, the way we play, The system we play is good enough for finals, and it's built for finals footy, so hopefully it can stack up come this Saturday.
Nathan, I keep asking everyone on our program this question, so I may as well ask someone that's actually playing in the game. How much relevance does that last game have going into the grand final, where you're able to keep Geelong to such a low score at three-quarter time? I understand that both teams are going to be different personnel-wise, but just in game style-wise, do you take confidence out of that, or to you, is it not really relevant?
Yeah, we do take confidence out of it. It was something we'll look over again and see what worked for us last time. But like you said, personnel-wise, it's changed for us and for them, and we've probably changed a few things, how we go about it too, since that game. So I feel like we're definitely better off than last time. We've got a few things we've changed, which we've implemented towards the back end of this season, which I think will hold us in good stead.
Now, am I right in hearing too that Geelong are living with you at the moment? They're hanging around your place. How does that all work?
We've got our own hub. We're staying not too far away from them, but there's a place just around the corner called Palms, and it's for the families and that. So,
right.
We've got a couple of players there that have got their families up, and Geelong have got a couple of players there too that have got their families up. So, a few of them are mingling with each other this week. So I guess a small chat would be a bit awkward, but the rest of their teams are separated as well.
Right. Well, a couple of days to go. What's the calendar now? What's the schedule look like in the build up to Saturday night? What's the training schedule?
Well, she's pretty basic up here. We're not allowed to do a hell of a lot, so we don't have a parade or anything. So this morning we've got our main training session, and then just back to the hub, and just another week in the hub for us. Go to the beach, probably maybe go for a fish in the afternoon. But it's pretty simple up here, and quite good.
Well, it's not going to be a simple Saturday night, so get that out of the way early doors this week, and then get ready for a big one Saturday night. We can't wait for it. It's going to be a cracker, Nathan. We wish you and your teammates and your footy club the best of luck. It's quite a remarkable feat to be playing for your third premiership in 70 games of footy. Good luck to you, young man. Go get them.
Thanks very much, boys. Thank you.